quick question.
Yeah.
How long do you typically keep, like, birthday cards that people give you?
Well, years.
Oh.
We've got, like, stashes.
For everybody, is there a distinction between, like, do some people make the cut and others meet the trash can?
I don't get a lot of, we just get birthday cards, like, from family. So, like, I keep them from my parents.
So they all make the cut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we, mostly when the kids are really little, we saved a lot of those. I don't know if we need to anymore.
So, like, you know, there are a couple schools of thought on this. One, I'm not necessarily one to do it in front of you.
Well, no, that's rude.
Right. I have
display them
been
for a little bit.
Witness to someone opening a birthday card from, like, a work and going, oh, that's great, and then tossing it.
Who does that? You never toss it in front of people.
And then I've also seen people who are like, who keep it for way longer than I feel like you should.
I'm going to keep them from.
So the way I look at, like, okay, so I had a birthday last weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting to the point where I'm like,
how many cards did you get?
Who makes the cut? Kelly, I'm a very popular person.
Wow. Apparently.
Amongst my family and friends.
Apparently.
This is
world problems.
So I feel like when I'm looking at and I'm determining who makes the cut, it's, did you just sign your name and say happy birthday, or did you write a sentimental message? If you wrote a sentimental message...
Now you're looking at effort?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That's great.
Why do you boil it down like that?
It's merit-based. That's fine.
It is. It's very much merit-based.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is great. I got a card from my mom. She just wrote happy birthday. Sorry. Okay,
she didn't write, like, your own mother doesn't write you a sappy little couple sentences.
I use that as an example. That's almost identical to what she said.
Okay, yes, it's a typical mom thing to write.
Yes, that is a very mom thing to write.
Yeah,
that's something that she wrote. So no, I keep that.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know she's getting older, and so you know you kind of want to keep stuff around that has her handwriting on it and all that stuff. So
that is the way I'm looking at my parents.
For sure.
Anything from our parents,
for sure. But like the sentimental stuff. But like you know, if I get a card from a friend or an aunt or an uncle or something like that, and it's just like happy birthday, dude. I'm like, all right, great. And then it's like, I keep it around for a little bit. And then at some point, and this is what my original question was, how long do you let that stay in your presence before you get rid of it?
You're judging them on merit with what they write.
So like,
but are you discounting the fact they actually went to the store and spent money and picked that out for you?
Also, looking at the effort. It's like,
are you looking at the price on the back?
Not the price.
Okay.
But maybe the card.
Like the value of the card. Like, oh, that's a pretty funny card. That's like a
good
find.
I can tell you used effort to pick out this card
and find a good one. Yeah.
As opposed to just grabbing a card that's already in your like cupboard.
Sure.
That you can just, oh yeah, there's a birthday. All right.
This'll congratulations
work.
On your new baby crossed out. Happy birthday.
Happy
<Ben.">
birthday. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So like,
well, see,
okay,
this is
so,
why I didn't get you a card.
Well,
I just got you a gift.
So the office staff signed a card.
Yeah.
What's funny is nobody on DJX got the card to sign. I'm not saying that anybody, like, I expected that, but
listen,
I
did
kinda
task
expected,
other people with that, like, hey, while we're on the air, have everyone sign it.
Obviously, it didn't get to programming because it was just the office staff that was like, hey, happy birthday. And no one on, like, DJX or any of the other radio stations that you're here are signed it.
Happy birthday.
Well, I'm sure.
To sign
no,
they
no, no.
And
I'm not.
With something really clever to write, too.
Right.
And then it's just like, oh, he already opened it. Oh, no.
And I'm not fishing for that now.
Oh.
But at this point, I'm looking at it just sitting on my desk going, today's probably the day.
Well, Maddie is saying that you're judgmental.
Huh?
On text.
Oh, on text.
Yeah.
Ben is judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, Maddie.
You are a little.
No, I am a lot.
I mean, we knew this about you. Like, you keep Halloween candy around for a week and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't stand like to have too many red bubbles on your phone. It's too much clutter.
Yes.
Like, we know this about you.
Yes.
So, I think too many birthday cards are going to be clutter in your mind. So, you have to have some sort of A filing system.
And so the people who say, hey, this is a nice sentimental thing, I'm like, oh. And I'll keep cards from my daughters that they write.
Yes.
They like create their own cards and they write little messages.
Absolutely.
And things. And I'm like, I'm saving those.
You have
yes.
Like a little keepsake drawer.
Right. But the card from the staff is just like, oh, hey, will you sign this for Ben? Yeah, sure.
And they just sign their name.
I think today's the day it goes away.
I'll say I can sign off on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a week.
That's valid.
Like a week.
Yeah. So we
keep it around birthday cards for a week.
We display little cards for like a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
For our birthday.
Okay. See, I don't. Okay. Yeah. I think that's good. I think a week is an acceptable amount of time.
Okay.
But certainly, and I am judgmental. Yes, Maddie, thank you. But I am not ruthless to the point of throwing
it
out
in front of
the person that gave it to
you. Who does that? That's about one of the rudest things I've ever heard.
I mean,
don't ever be one of those people. Don't read the card and throw it away in front of
them. Their point is, I've internalized it. I read it.
That's great.
A great message.
But still, it's rude. I think we all kind of understand that at some point.
I'm not
maybe
saying it's not.
The card's
I'm not ruthless
be tossed,
like that.
But
right.
We're not. But don't be that person that tosses it immediately after reading it in front of the person.
All right. Questions. We just have questions.
Okay.
That's it.
The fun thing is that no one's going to know what you do with the cards. But the fact that
no one from the office is going to walk by my desk and go, oh, where's that birthday card that I signed?
We all signed?
Yeah. Like,
what'd you do with that?
The rush job signing that I did last week. Where is that?
Where's that card that I signed? I really wasn't entirely sure who it was for.
Yes, exactly. Okay, here's the other question, and then we'll move on. Do I throw it away amongst other things to kind of disguise the throwaway?
Now we're just thinking too much about it. Because
so
again,
just throw
no
it away.
One's going to know. Unless you're going out into the kitchen common area in front of everyone.
And going, goodbye!
Thanks for the card!
Goodbye!
This now dies in the trash.
This is now
if
going
you make
in the
it
trash.
A ceremony. I think that's bad.
All right, so I don't need to worry about like wrapping it in my lunch wrapper or something like that. And okay. All right.
No.
Well, then I'll just do that. I'll get rid of it. And so when someone throws away just a stapler, they'll see, oh, gosh, there's
Why
Ben's.
Why are we throwing away staplers?
There's Ben's. I'm just giving. Please don't get hung up on that
I'm
detail.
I'm just saying. Maybe do this trash can over by the copier.
That's what I'm saying.
No one looks in there.
I do.
Oh, you look inside it?
Yeah, I sift through it sometimes.
Looking for pizza?
I sound,
we all know how you
listen,
love to eat trash
I sound
pizza.
Insane. I get it. I
you
get
do.
It. But once again, if we were all normal people on this show, this would be a very boring show.
By the way, we got a text from Mary Jane. She's chiming in. I keep cards from family and close friends. I used my daddy's handwriting from the last card he gave me before passing away in a tattoo. Aw.
Hmm.
You never know when you could lose someone important to you. Office cards are ones from people you don't care much for. Only get maybe a month at most.
You're giving those a month?
That feels generous, Mary Jane.
I was going to say.
That feels generous.
I mean, I get the whole keeping cards with handwriting from loved ones. Sure.
And that I love the idea of turning it into a tattoo. That's
that has
sweet.
A sentimental meaning,
yes.
Sentimental words that are said.
Yes.
But man, a month? I, you know what? Sorry, it's laziness.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Laziness.
Oh, wow.
That's just laziness.
Okay.
That's not being sentimental anymore. That's just being lazy.
Okie dokies.